Gloucester in King Lear. These late eclipses and the sun and moon portend no good to us. Though the wisdom of nature can reason it thus and thus, yet nature finds itself scourged by the sequent effects. Love cools, friendships fall off, brothers divide, in cities, mutiny, in countries, discord, in palaces, treason. And the bond cracked twixt son and father. Alright, that's Shakespeare talking to us through a character called Gloucester in King Lear. Act 1, scene 2. You got a good image here. The late eclipses. When they're talking about eclipses, things go very, very bad. I think that's one of the things that we want to emphasize, because that's one of the impressions that people had during an eclipse. Things just go all... they portend no good. Quoted, and I can't make it much more succinct than that. Let's start by looking at what Shakespeare says about eclipses. Got that? In order to address the eclipses, particularly this most recent round of eclipses, in order to address this, I've had a lot of questions, and when I keep getting the same question over and over and over again, I have to come up with a way to package all that material up and put it in one place and make it easily available for a lot of people, rather than just trying to answer everybody individually. I don't mind answering everybody individually if it's just one or two questions, but when I get hundreds of questions, this is the most expedient route. What experience do I have? I'm an astrologer. I've been writing horoscopes off and on since 1987. I wrote my first one in 1987. By about 1995, I was writing a regular weekly column, got picked up by AOL, the rest is history. It's on the website astrofish.net.